fascinating little debate had taken place. This is the early church, 15th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, 10 to 15 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus, and they're still trying to figure him out. They're amazed. How could it be that the love of God could reach even the Gentiles? And they debated, what do they have to do? Do they have to follow all of our laws? Do they have to be circumcised to be a part of the fold? Peter, they're trying to wrap their minds around what God has done here. And then they finally are resolved to say, he's just done it. It was in the prophets. He prepared us. We weren't even, oh dang it, we underestimated him again. Again, it's right there. He did come not just for us, but for all the Gentiles, and they don't have to do all these silly little things in order to receive his love. It's there. It took them, they were at 15 years to begin to understand after the resurrection the immensity and the extraordinary reach of the love of Jesus Christ. Fools, how they limited the reach and the power of God's love. Thank goodness we don't do that. Okay, so maybe there's the message. They could not, he was beyond imagining the love of Jesus, even to his best friends, right there, was beyond comprehension. Not only for themselves, but for the others, but the immensity and the reach of his love was beyond their comprehending. And they tried to comprehend it. Maybe there was the problem. And then Jesus says, as the Heavenly Father loves me, so I love you. Okay, maybe there's the key. That's a lot of love that Jesus receives from the Father. He says, I have that for you. The most perfect, most powerful, unlimited, unconditioned love, self-sacrificial, that the Father asks me, I have that for you. Hence, his love could reach the farthest corners beyond imagining. So our question, my question, ours, perhaps, that love that Jesus has for me, how am I limiting it? What little thing in my brain, or what voice of the enemy is limiting that today? That love for me, or my understanding of that love, then by extension to for others? But it's got to start here. So what's limiting that in my pea-sized brain that's still amazed or can't comprehend how truly wonderful Jesus is, how extremely powerful and real his love is? It's the only limit. The only limit on it, on his love, is my brain not allowing it to wash in and fill every void. And the only limit of Jesus' power in this world is me. I limit his power because I don't ask enough, or I don't ask big enough, or I don't ask often enough. Because the enemy says, you're not worthy. Stop asking. That's not a big deal. Grow up. With a childlike heart that Jesus praises in the gospel is that of a child. Ask and keep asking and keep nagging and keep begging, because a child knows it can do nothing on its own. Jesus' love is real. Let's not limit it today.